Friends, this is Simon Crum with the story about the hillbilly sucker and a deck of cards. A bunch of boys was playing poker in a little town back home behind the general store. And one old boy kept watching them, and they said, "Come on, get in the game." He wouldn't do it. They said, "Why not?" He wouldn't tell them. They kept asking him, and he never would tell them. Finally, he broke down, and he told them. He said, "You see, fellas, that ace reminds me of the first and last trip I went to a town called Reno, Nevada. The deuce, well, that makes me think of the 2 days and nights that it took me to get to this town of one-armed bandits, card sharks, and sharpshooters. The tray, well, that's the three card. That's how many there was in our party. There was three of us, me and my wife and another hillbilly sucker that went along with us to help us drive. The four, well, that's the time of day that we got there, 4 o'clock in the morning, and at 4 o'clock the next morning, we were still at it. The five, let me see the five. Oh, I don't remember what the five means. But the six, well, that's after I quit playing poker and tried that other game. You know, that long green table and you roll them things with the white spots on them down it. Well, a six is what I come up on me after I rolled. The seven, you guessed it, the seven is what I got. The eight, well, that makes me think of all the eight balls that was up there. Nine, that's a number of livestock that I sold to get enough money to get up there. There was four old sales, three white-faced heifers, and two shoats. The 10, well, that reminds me of the 10,000 times I wished that I'd have stayed at home. The queen, oh, that queen, that was my loving wife that stood right by my side and lost twice as much as I did. The king, that's what I thought I'd be when I got back home with all that loot that I didn't get in with you. The jack, well, that's the dirty devil with a diamond-studded tie pin and a big zircon ring on his finger that made a pass at my wife, and she was sucker enough to fall for him, caused me to knock two of her teeth out and send him rolling through a plate glass window. There's four suits in the deck of cards, fellas. That's a number of policemen that beat the tar out of me. There was four of them. They beat me up and throwed me in the jug. 365 spots on a deck of cards. Well, that's how much money I had in my pocket when they throwed me in jail. $365, and I paid it to one of them shyster lawyers to defend me, and he didn't even show up at the trial. There's 12 picture cards, and that's how many men there was on the jury. There was 12 of them, and every dadburn one of them was as crooked as a barrel of snakes. 52 cards in the deck, that's how many weeks that I had to spend in the jug over this little incident. So you see, fellas, this deck of cards ain't only to blame for me losing all of my money, my wife, my home, and all of my livestock, but also it's causing me to go through life as an ex-convict, a jailbird, a criminal, a wife beater, a peace disturbator, and a good-for-nothing low-down scoundrel and a gambler. Neighbors, this ain't no fairy tale. I know, because I was that sucker. Ho, ho, well, that's life for you.